You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, friends. Elliot here. Caleb and I hope you are healthy and safe at home right now. I know that there's a lot of stuff going on right now, but Caleb and I, with the help of our friends at the Broadway Podcast Network, are hosting something each week to help brighten up your day. Every Wednesday and Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Caleb and I will be hosting a live video happy hour, courtesy of the Broadway Podcast Network. We'll be sitting down with some of your favorite podcasters from other shows on the network, and we're going to sit, have a cocktail, have some laughs, and take a break from watching Netflix for the day. What you're about to hear is the audio from those video calls. But you can watch the whole thing for yourself on the Broadway Podcast Network YouTube channel. And to tune in live, you can go to bpn.fm/happyhour. Again, that's bpn.fm/happyhour. We hope you'll join us for the next one. Cheers.
This is Equity One, Broadway's happy hour.
Pour yourself a drink and join us as we chat about life, theater, and everything in between.
I'm Elliot Maddox.
And I'm Caleb Dickey. Join us for your Equity One.
Oh, hey, Elliot.
Hello. Oh, you're stretching and I'm
just like
prepping.
Warming up for our guest today.
Caleb, I love your aerobics gear. Cheers.
Cheers. Ding.
Ding. Welcome to Broadway Podcast Network Happy Hour. I am Elliot.
And I'm Caleb. Hi.
And we are the hosts of Equity One Broadway's Happy Hour. And here at Broadway Podcast Network Happy Hour, we sit down and have a drink with some of your favorite podcasters from the Broadway Podcast Network. And today, we have a very special guest from Built for the Stage, Joe Roscoe.
Woo!
Hey guys.
And dogs.
Oh, with some dogs. Oh.
I felt a little intimidated that there'd be two of you and just one of me. So I had to bring some guests, you know?
Oh my. So it's more of an even match. Well, we have Alan on our side. So it's an even 3-on-3.
Hey, Alan.
Welcome, Joe.
Oh my gosh. Thanks so much for having me on this Wednesday afternoon to have a drink at 4 p.m.
Oh yeah, it's quarantine, you know, you gotta get your cocktails whenever you can, especially if you're like hitting those home workouts.
Right. Just got in about an hour ago, got mine in.
Oof, I didn't do one today, but I did push-ups for my Instagram story, so that I made it count.
That made me lol. That was good.
Yeah, I thought, you know, it's so annoying being like, hop on live. I get annoyed with myself, so I just have to make it fun.
Listen, you can say that it's annoying now that I just did it to my entire podcast.
I
caught that quick retreat by you. Like, oh, let me reword this.
Just make sure I'm crystal clear on what I mean. No, Joe, you're never annoying. Well, let's all cheers since we're all here together.
Oh, I wanted to make you a drink first and then chew.
Oh, let's do it.
Make us a drink.
I'm going to make you a healthy old-fashioned.
Oh, well, I'm drinking an unhealthy old-fashioned right now.
So there's my bar over there.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll show you my bar a little closer when we do the workout.
Okay.
I'm gonna grab my ice. So I like my old-fashioned on the rocks.
Yes.
You prefer yours neat or on the rocks?
On the rocks. I have a large cube today.
I have the large cubes as well. I love them. They're so fun, like the big square.
Yeah, really fun.
All right, so I've got my cube. Okay. I'm drinking Bullet Bourbon.
Bullet Bourbon, love.
Solid.
There. Okay. Gonna give myself a nice generous pour since I'm the home bartender.
Very generous.
So the first secret of quarantine extra healthy old fashions is we're going to do a lemon and not an orange.
Okay. Why is that?
I'll get to that in a second. So
okay.
Wait, let the man speak.
I'm an interviewer.
Lemon here. We're going to get deep into that grind. All right.
Zesty.
Rub it on the rim just a bit here so we get the lemon zest everywhere. I'm going to give an extra squeeze and a stir. And that is your extra skinny old fashioned. And let me tell you why. No sugars, no bitter, no cherries, because hashtag quarantine vibes. I don't have any of that. I don't have So my wife was like, you can't just have a whiskey on the rocks. And I was like, but I always have whiskey on the rocks. And she's like, that's so boring. But I'm like, that's all I do. But cheers.
Cheers.
Ding.
Ding. I made a more traditional, unhealthy old fashioned because I have bitters and cherries here in Kentucky. I actually, sometimes when I'm not drinking, I have bitters at home in New York. I have lavender bitters in my bar. And I'll do those with I'll make like a mocktail with just like a couple dashes of bitters, a seltzer, and then like some like frozen fruit. And it makes a really nice mocktail. It just makes me feel like I'm having a craft, very expensive moment.
Oh, that's so, I need to go down to the bluegrass state where you got all that stuff.
I know. Well, definitely when you're able to come to distilleries, you'll have to come and
see the Bourbon Trail.
What's up? Because right now everything's closed, of course.
Oh,
I know we can't visit anything, but you know, it is what it is. So we know what Joe's drinking. He's drinking an old fashioned, aka just bourbon with lemon. And then Caleb, what about you?
I'm trying a official hazy India Pale Ale. This is another beer this one tastes better than the last one I had.
More local.
More, no, this one's from Michigan.
Okay,
but it's I like the taste of this one.
Today. Right. Very beer. You're in a beer moment for the happy hours.
I am in a beer mode. Yeah, yeah.
Now, Caleb, when you're, for those of you who don't know, Caleb it just got to Ohio to isolate with his family. What's the like drinking culture at your house?
Well, growing up, no one drank in my household. It wasn't until I came back from college that I was like, do you guys want some Red Stripes? That they actually started drinking. So, but now my mom loves a Moscato and she calls it a Moscata. And we just got her some more because it's a very like sweet and bubbly. So
mom loves Moscato.
Yeah, mom is Moscato. Dad will drink whatever I give him. And that's where we're at.
Caleb, you got like Tiger vibe back there. You're like Tiger King with that painting or whatever.
I know. It's like it's more the small cats. You know, I can't have the large cats, but this is like a medium-sized small cat.
Cat.
You're the Tiger Prince.
Thank you. I will accept that.
You really are. Well, Joe, obviously you've seen Tiger King.
Yes, I've watched the entire thing. I made a little bit video on my Built for the Stage Instagram of my Tiger King impression.
You've got good facial hair for it. Now you really pull it off better than they do.
Coach Joe Exotic in the flesh.
It's so good. What else have you been watching to stay entertained?
Oh, this is funny. I had a text conversation with a friend yesterday and we basically like gave our quarantine highlights of like books, shows, activities outside, fitness routines. My shows I've been watching, Money Heist, on Netflix, which is, you're familiar or no? It's from
someone brought that up last week, I think.
Okay. So it was, filmed in, I believe, Spain. So the entire thing's in Spanish, but they dub English audibly, not like
not subtitles.
Not subtitles, but literally dubbing the voice. And it's really good and addicting for sure. And then we've been, my wife before this all happened loves catastrophe movies. So now that this happened, she really loves them. So we've been watching I Am Legend and any other thing that the happens.
Like Day After Tomorrow.
Day After Tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, we've done it all.
There's a Netflix documentary series about pandemic. Has anyone watched that yet? And outbreak, it's like,
is that what it's called?
Outbreak or something. And it's like, this is what would happen if the world had an outbreak. And they're like, wow, this is pretty timely. Like, yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah. I, we've been watching the same shit. I mean, we haven't started anything new, and all of our stuff is about to but we are going to start watching Celebrity Drag Race premieres this week.
Celebrity?
Yes. Yeah. So it's called Secret Celebrity Drag Race. So they haven't revealed who the celebrities are, but old contestants are going to put celebrities in drag in the show, and I don't know if it's a competition or not, but it's making for like 3.5 hours of Drag Race on Friday night, which I'm thrilled.
I think it'll be fun.
What else? You know, a Drag Race is already like my kind of like passing of time show, and so I'm hype for 3.5 hours.
Hopefully, they get some like fun people like Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah. Some deep cuts that you wouldn't expect to go on.
Yeah.
I would love to see a Willem Dafoe or a what's his name? You know the one.
Well, I said Drew Carey. I went like Drew Carey. I love Drew Carey. I think he would be a hilarious drag queen.
And you would just make him up as Mimi from Drew Carey show.
Exactly. Obviously.
Obviously.
I think Drew Carey's from Ohio.
I know he's from Cleveland because Cleveland rocks.
Right. I'm from Youngstown, remember?
Oh, right. Yeah.
O-H-I-O. There it is.
Uh-huh.
Cleveland does indeed rock. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But other than that, I haven't really been watching things. I've been like, I feel like I've been busy like doing something, like working on things, like just randomly keeping myself busy. And the podcast is keeping us busy. And Joe, you've been staying busy.
Yeah, really busy.
So why don't you tell people what's... first of all, tell people what you do if people don't know. And then tell people what you're kind of doing right now during this quarantine.
Yeah, so Build for the Stage is an online training program that helps actors train like athletes. So I train anyone from an actor on Broadway to a tour, to the West End, to a musical theater college major, to someone just still trying to make it or just in between jobs, any actor up or down, you know, I'm here to help them out. Real brief on my background, I grew up as an athlete, went to school for musical theater and college football at a Division I school in South Carolina. And I became a personal trainer at 18. So I've been training actors for 14 years. And it was as of, I guess, the middle of 2017 where M Butterfly, the revival on Broadway, hired me to be their fitness nutrition coach for Jin Ha, who was playing opposite of Clive Owen. And that's when I really took the plunge of really expanding Built for the Stage as this quote unquote thing. Now I'm really busy training actors from everywhere because times like this, you know, when things started out with this whole thing in like mid-March, anxiety was definitely rising for all of us, right? It's a tough time financially. It's a tough time emotionally. It's just a tough time all around. And I knew my client base, they're actors. So if they were in a show, it's closed.
Yep.
If they weren't, they were most likely in some type of public service job,
like
a waiter, whatever. So they're unemployed as well. And I'm like, all right, all these people, they can't afford this. It's only $48 a month, my normal subscription, but like they still can't afford it. So I was like, this is stupid. I'm just going to lower it to $8 and try to just survive and like pay bills and that's it. And then once I felt like that was going to be sustainable, I then was like, still had mad anxiety. And I just know that always, you always feel your best when you're trying to help others and to like stop being so me, me, me. So I'm like, all right, so what is Bill for the Stage doing to help? And at the time, our biggest thing at the time was just lowering our price to $8 for our current members. And that was great. But I still just had this unease, this, you know, unsettling feeling every day. So the Actors Fund is obviously a huge advocate for actors during times of trouble. And this is certainly one of them. So we decided at Bill for the Stage that now, as of March 15th, anyone that buys the $8 subscription, all 100% of the money is going to the Actors Fund. So currently, yeah, so currently 85 people have signed up. They're getting coached. They get to talk to me as much as they'd like on the app on a daily basis. They have a program that will cater to their goals. They'll get nutritional help. And then on top of that, their $8 isn't coming to us, but it's going to the Actors Fund. So we're almost at our goal of 100. We're trying to get 100 people by the end of April, because then every month we can be giving $800 to the Actors Fund. I expect that we'll surpass that.
Yeah. I'm
super excited about that because, you know, the more people we can give fitness to, the better, but also it's the more money that's going to the Actors Fund.
I think that's amazing. And I think that that has been a really special thing about this time, is everyone really coming together and using their gifts to share with other people and to help others. So, I mean, hats off to you.
Yes,
so, yeah. And that's really an amazing thing. And if you want to get in shape while you're in quarantine and also help some people out, definitely reach out to Joe and he will hook you up. I know for a fact, we have some Built for the Stage in the house, in my house. So very, very busy with the workouts and definitely still working up a sweat, Mr. Michael.
Yeah. We love Michael. He's
Hi, Joe. I'm getting behind you guys. I'm listening to it on my headphones.
Yay.
What's up?
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah. Let me in here.
We got a real life client right here.
Yes. I'm in my garage every damn day.
Real life client always brings a smile to the face, Michael Vizzano.
Yay. It's good to see you and your doggies.
Elliot, you got a good one.
I do. I know I do.
Yeah. Good job.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
And curtain music. Bye-bye.
Bye. So where can people check that out? We'll go over all this at the end as well, too. But where can people go if they're interested in starting and signing up?
Yeah, currently they can.
Oh, there I am.
Currently,
he just saw himself.
Oh, yeah. on YouTube, it's a little bit behind. Currently, and always, they can go to builtforthestage.com, or I would love for them to go to our Instagram because we post a lot of free content on our Instagram. And on the Instagram, the link's in the bio, and it'll take you right to that $8 link to sign up, get started, and get your $8 contributed to the Actors Fund.
That's so great.
If I wasn't an actor, but I was still interested in working out, because I know like actors or performers are some of the most like toned bodies and like ready in shape, could I still do your workout? Like if I wasn't an actor?
So, yeah. The good thing about it is that, you know, I always try to tell people that Bill for the Stage isn't a program. It's a platform to be coached on. So
I'm talking to my clients on a daily basis. So, you know, if Michael was there, I think I've been talking to Michael the past couple of days about some specific goals he has that we're trying to, on a daily basis, alter and adjust to. So, yeah, it's funny enough. I probably have a handful, maybe like 5 or 6 clients that are actually actors, moms or dads. They've reached out to me and, you know, I've just loved the results that their son or daughter has got through the process. And they've said like, hey, you know, what could I train with you? So, yeah, I have a handful.
Love that.
Well, we're going to move into like our little interview section that we usually do, which is we like to start out on our show by asking our guests what first got them interested in the arts when they were younger. I know you said you had a bit of a sports background, so tell us kind of how that was formative for you growing up.
Yeah, I love this story. I'm so glad that it happened for me like this because it's always great to tell. When I was in 7th grade, I was playing 3 sports, football, baseball, basketball. Since I was 4, I was in like organized sports. And in 7th grade, it was the first year in like public school where your school puts on productions and you can be a part of the school, quote unquote, school play.
My mom wanted to reach out.
So, I keep hearing Michael. This
yeah. I know. He react quietly.
All right. So going back. Yeah. So you could, that 7th grade was the first year you could try out for the school play, quote unquote. So my girlfriend, I had, you know, my little 7th grade girlfriend was like, would you please try out for the school play with me? And I was like, no way, no. But I wanted to be with my girlfriend. And, you know, that's like, you don't have a car. So it's 2 or 3 hours of your day after school going to rehearsal where you could be together. So I auditioned and it was, I won't say what it was yet, but I auditioned and I was cast and she was not.
Oh, so no.
I was cast in the school play. And my little 7th grade girlfriend was not. And the play was Much Ado About Nothing, the Shakespeare play, which is fine now. But as a 7th grade little jock, you're like, what am I doing? I have tights on. My name is my name is Balthasar. Like, what's going on? So I go through the entire process. I'm in this play. I don't spend any time with my girlfriend because she wasn't cast in it.
Right.
That was a huge bit of tension in the relationship. Let me just tell you, I guess that's why it didn't work out. Who knows?
Who knows?
No, I'm just kidding. But the show's over, right? And I always love to shout out my school choir teacher from middle school and high school, Kelly Scourge, because she really was one of the most influential people in my life that has shaped the way to where I am now. She sat me down in choir hall, study hall one day, choir study hall, excuse me. And she said, Joe, just give it one more try. We're doing Guys and Dolls Jr. in the spring. And I think you'll be great in it. So she convinced me. And of course, Guys and Dolls Jr. is a 180 from Much Ado About Nothing. And I loved it. And then the next year, I got the lead in Annie Get Your Gun. And then from then on out, I was in every show in high school. And then I was lucky enough to play. We had a great program at Canfield High School. I can't thank them enough for, like, the arts there were held in high importance. I also can't thank my coaches from high school enough. It was crazy, like, one time I was currently in Oklahoma. It was the winter time, so I had to do pitching practice in the school cafeteria because it was winter. So I'm pitching for baseball, and then a girl would run into the basketball court where we were practicing for baseball in the winter, and she would say, Joe, your scene's coming up. And then I would run through the hallways of the school to get to the auditorium and do my scenes for Oklahoma and then run back to baseball practice.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And all of my coaches, Tony Ross, Mike Pavlansky, and my basketball coach, John Collin. They all were so supportive. Like, whoever hears of that, like your sports coach being like, yeah, you know, you can miss practice so you can go be in the play. Like, cool. So then I went on to Coastal Carolina to major in musical theater and also play football. And then it just continued from there. I moved to New York and did the regional gig, traveling here, there, and everywhere for a while, and then really dove into fitness.
I think that's such an amazing story. And I think that it's so many young people like feel like they can't live in like two different worlds, like especially in like sport, in like living in a sports centric world, and then like also being interested in musicals and things like that. I think that the world is changing and people feel more comfortable kind of like just being wherever they want to be. But I think that's so interesting that you not only were like able, like not only had those interests and wanted to do both, but that you had such a support system.
And it was successful.
Yeah, it really was special. And back in high school, I really was like the advocate for the drama, the artists, drama, choir, band, all those kids, because I was the captain of all those sports teams and I was all state in all these sports. So I was able to like have the respect of, I'm holding my dog's bum. I had all the respect of the athletes. And I was lucky enough and blessed enough to be playing the lead in these shows where I really was able to join these groups and kids together. And that's my goal a lot of the time with Built for the Stage too, is that for a lot of the actors, the gym can be the equivalent of like what they experienced in high school of like crossing that barrier.
Yeah.
So a goal in Built for the Stage is, depending on who it is that's coming to me, is a lot of the times to just get them comfortable with themselves going to a training facility. And the app with the demo videos that I've built and just the way it's structured really can give them an opportunistic chance to succeed.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is you really like hit the nail on the head, obviously. I mean, we've talked, you and I, Joe, at like, you know, at happy hour about that kind of like relationship with fitness and the gym and all those things. And that I think it's great that you can kind of bridge that gap for people.
You make it so easy for everyone to, anybody can pick it up and like learn. That's the best part. Like, you take the fear out of it.
Yeah, that's the hope for sure. Yeah.
What did you find it? You had support and people kind of like cultivating you in both of these worlds, and you had the support, you know, you had the leadership roles where you felt like you were able to get respect from your peers, but did you face any other challenges kind of living both of those sides in when you were younger?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when it first happened, like in middle school, and then even in like the beginning years of high school, the athletes or the jocks, you know, were a bit kind of guarded at first by it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got them to show up and like come to the shows. And once they saw that myself and my peers were talented and doing like cool things, you know, it opened their eyes to like, every year I played Joseph and Joseph, and I got our best wide receiver and defensive lineman on the football team to play the prison guards in the Joseph. So I actually got some of them to even be in the show. College was actually the toughest, because when you play Division I football, they don't care about anything but football. So the coaches and players would give me more of a hard time than I actually experienced in high school.
Hmm.
But my head coach, Dave Bennett at Coastal Carolina at the time, he was a huge advocate for the arts. And I remember one practice, it was summer was approaching, and he was talking about making sure we get jobs. And I had booked Summerstock and had told him like when I needed to leave and all this stuff. And he had this real thick Southern accent and he called me out in front of the whole team. Roscoe's got his summer job. Y'all got a summer job yet? I just go back to like, and I tell my clients this, I'll just give this the time to be a coach right now. It's like the company you keep is essential. Like you are the company you keep, and you also can only go as far as the company you keep. So make sure you're choosing wisely, like who's helping you move forward and who's holding you back.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Completely agree.
What are some of your favorite things about training actors and people in theater?
Yeah, when I used to train the general population along with actors, it was like very clear the difference. A lot of the times, the aesthetic desires are still there, but more so than that, the livelihood is kind of on the line or the career.
Mm-hmm.
So I find actors to be more, I don't want to say more serious, but their point A to B destination is a lot more specific and clearer.
Oh, sure. That makes sense.
Yeah. So as a trainer or coach, it can be a little bit more rewarding for me to let myself know that I'm not just like getting them healthy or getting them to look good, but I'm also helping them to have confidence in their audition, or I'm helping them book this role, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that makes sense. And I think that's why so many people in theater actually are very fit and have that thing, because we are very like determined and push forward to our goals. Not just in our career, but in other aspects as well. Yeah. Well, would you share a workout with us? Now, you know, we like to drink, Joe.
Yes.
So, how can we marry drinking and staying fit right now?
Well, I think we have to use the bottles to our benefit, don't you?
I luckily have some bottles with me just by chance.
Tito's, yeah.
I have two.
Look, two bottles.
I'm ready to like do double like skull crunchers.
If my wife was here, she would be a wine rep and she could tell us all about your wine bottles right now.
Oh, please. Because I have no idea.
Let's take you over here.
All right, let's do it. I'm gonna get stood up.
Yeah. I love these. We're doing set like moving. I love how much we're moving.
So this is my dog's little home here. Their cage. They're crate trained.
Uh huh.
So we got a piece of marble, and we had the marble like sheet company make an exact.
That's sheet. Amazing.
So it's custom. It's a bar for on top of the dog crate.
That is living in New York. Like pure just resourcefulness.
Look, here you go, Elliot.
Oh, matching.
Tito's. Match. Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna try to
decide. Are your earbuds hooked into the laptop?
They are. So I'm gonna stay close to the laptop.
Okay, so this is a very restricted workout then.
Look, my MacBook Air doesn't connect to headphones. That's how old it is.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so if anyone wants me to get a new one, just like I'll send you my Venmo handle.
This is we have lots of weights here.
Some are heavier than others.
This is my wife's like prized possession. Apparently it's worth a lot of money, so we're not going to use that one.
It's beautiful.
But we'll just pick this generic one here, Cabernet Sauvignon. All right.
Oh, I have that one too. So we have the same weight. Great.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay. So what you could do with your very light weight is if you have a bottle, the weight's not going to be very heavy. So you're going to want to work muscles that are your smaller muscles, like your triceps or your shoulders. Or maybe like your core, For everyone that's listening, there's other stuff you can do, but my amazing colleagues are trapped, hooked up to a platform.
So you can demonstrate those. Yeah.
The summertime will be here before we know it. So why don't we just do some good old kickbacks? Nice little squeeze, only moving at the elbow joint. All right. This weight's probably only about, 6 to 7 pounds.
I'm getting a thumbs up from the peanut gallery, so I think I have Joe approved form.
You did 8. You can drop your shoulder a little bit, Elliot. You can and bring that chest down. Your torso can be pointing down a little bit more.
I know, I'm trying to look at the screen.
I know.
You guys look great. You look great.
I'm okay. Feeling it.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to switch to the other arm.
Other arm, yeah.
Do the other arm. Let me see. Let me make sure. The good thing about the app is you can record yourself. So right now we can be recording this, which we are.
Trying to drop the shoulder.
We are. You're right. On YouTube, I can go watch myself work out. My dream come true.
And you can send it to me on the app, and we can give you some feedback. You guys are good. The common mistake in a kickback is for people to swing or use other parts of their body, but really want to just move at the elbow joint and just squeeze that tricep. Okay.
Which that's one of the good parts of the challenges of home workouts is having less weight than at the gym. You can really focus on proper technique, right?
Form.
Yeah. You can also use carry-on luggage and book bags. I ordered resistance bands. Those are great because you can do tons of things with those. I have a lot of demos for that. Let's show you. I won't have you do it. Let's show you what's called a Turkish getup.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a Turkish getup?
No, only when I'm dressing up to go out.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to – Let's put the camera over here. It'll be better.
Okay.
So Turkish get-up really challenges your shoulder stability, your core, and it also challenges your coordination. So when you're doing a Turkish get-up, you guys can see me, right?
Yes.
You want to use core.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
They're they want the wine.
You want to use the same arm as your knee. Okay, so my right knee's up and my right arm is punching up.
Uh-huh. I'm with you.
Here, I shift to my forearm and I always look at my wine bottle because that's important.
Yeah, always. Aspirational.
Yeah, never take your eyes off the alcohol.
Yeah.
Then from here, I push up to my hand.
Uh-huh.
And then I lift my hips up.
Uh-huh.
And I slide my knee behind me.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
And kneel. And then I stand.
I'm going to try it.
Oh, I love that.
I press rewind. I kneel. I reach my hand down. I slide my foot out. I sit. I put my forearm down. And I lower.
Okay, I'm going to start at forearm. Forearm down. Go to hand.
Uh-huh.
Push up.
Yep.
Hips up.
Knee behind, leg behind.
Yeah, slide it behind.
And then push forward
on your knee right now.
Yes.
And then you should come up to a knee.
I love this, Joe.
Yeah, that's
and then
great.
Stand.
And then stand.
And then go back down and press rewind.
Sit.
Take a drink in between,
and then kneel down, up, back,
and slide the foot out.
Slide the foot out.
Sit.
Forearm,
and down.
Down.
Yeah. So Fierce. the biggest mistake is here when you're in this position, you want to slide the side of your foot through.
Oh, sure.
Because if you try to keep your heel up and you're in this
So you want to be like angled this way with your chest.
Uh-huh.
Slide the side of the foot. And then you're up.
So you're kind of like sickling your foot a little bit.
Yes, a little bit, a little bit.
I really like that workout.
That's great.
I'm telling you guys, if you do 5 to 10 of those in a row on one side and then the other, it's real life.
Yeah.
It's real life.
The one thing I've realized in working out at home is, woof, it's really hard. Like, body weight exercises are no joke.
Yeah, usually when you're doing body weight, it means you have to do more reps. So
many reps. But, you know, we do what we can. Yeah. Great. Well, we love those workouts, and people can find more of those on your Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, that was us being a little silly. And we on Built for the Stage, everything is very structured as far as the plan goes. You have a body weight, or you can do kettlebell, or you can do dumbbell or resistance band. We have it all there for you. This is making me think of this meme I'm seeing a lot now. And it's, you probably guys have seen it too. And I want people to hear this. It says something like, if you don't have gym equipment, you can use these canned vegetables, or you can take a big breath and just be okay with being a part of the universe. Basically like knocking all of the fitness stuff that's being pumped down your throat right now. And like them saying in the meme to like, just chill.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree and disagree. You know, like I think that, you know, if you talk politics or whatever, there's like this side and then there's this side and there's like somewhere in the middle of moderation. So I just want to encourage everyone, if you're listening to this while the quarantine's still going on, is to just aim to win more days than you lose. So I think that meme is coming from the place of like people getting defensive and guarded by feeling that the fitness message right now is to, you know, be crazy and be Rocky Balboa in Russia or Will Smith and I Am Legend, you know, going nuts and looking like an amazing superstar. Mm-hmm. But don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, mm-hmm. You have to keep moving to remain healthy, not only for your body, but for your psyche mentally. Yeah. So we can't just like give ourselves the excuse to say, screw it, this all sucks, so I'm just gonna like phone it in until it's back to normal, especially if you're an actor, because there are gonna be others that aren't doing that and are gonna continue to move forward while you're being complacent or feeling sorry for yourself and going backward. Now hear me again from what I've been saying already, is like, these are hard times. Every day we wake up with some type of anxiety or depression or whatever, but at the same time, sometimes we have to fight against the grain and continue to move forward. So I just want to encourage everyone with that this is tough, but don't just throw your hands up and surrender.
I think that's something that a lot of people need to hear, is that like you want to, of course, recognize that these are hard times. Everyone's going through difficult times, and things are going to be things are different than they have been. You know, it's, you know, we're not going to be able to necessarily achieve our goals in the same way or on the same timeline now because our lives have shifted. But to keep moving forward and not just be stuck in the moment.
Yeah, everything's relative. Like, if physically, if you wanted to get huge, if you don't have a bunch of weights around, it's going to be hard, you know?
Yeah.
But as far as like just the relative nature of it all in the broad scope of just life, when life is normal, there was this expectation to hit. And now that life is not, there's this expectation, which is lower. If you're listening audibly and not seeing me,
mm-hmm.
The higher expectation when life was normal is not higher in the sense of being relative to what's right now. So even if you're accomplishing less than what you normally would, you have to also take that into perspective that, hey, due to the circumstances,
it's still a win. It's still me moving forward in the best way that I know to be possible at this moment.
Yeah.
And that is something that you have to take note of and give yourself the credit for and not beat yourself up over what you're not doing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's an important perspective for everyone to have right now. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Caleb, is it time for a blonde girl moment?
Yeah. Hit it, Alan. Maybe.
Maybe I'd better go O-H-I-O. Maybe I'd better go home.
All right. So, isn't that lovely?
Maybe you want to think about using the Summer in Ohio song from last 5 years instead.
We were going through different Ohio things.
That was in a meeting.
It was.
But we decided for the longing positivity of wonderful talent.
That was good. I love that.
Okay. So my hometown of Xenia was destroyed twice by a tornado. Fun fact. We live in a tornado alley, but you know, tornadoes also, it's just good wind. So today's question comes from Caleb James Jakowski. He said, please talk about your opinion on wind chimes.
Okay, wind chimes. Like, this is good.
This is good. So I know like two wind chimes. You have like the metal kind, which I think are very pingy and piercy, but also they make my spine tingle a little bit. I love the sound of like the tingle of a metal wind chime.
Sure.
But we also have bamboo wind chimes, which are more hollow sound, and they give me more of that that it sounds like we're on a beach, or I like to think like zenning out in Japan a little bit.
Very relaxing.
Very relaxing. So what are your guys' opinions? Would you rather have a metal wind chime or a wood wind chime?
Joe, we'll go to you.
Yeah.
It depends on where the location of the wind chime is at. So
completely agree.
If the wind chime is like right up on me, then I guess I would go with the bamboo one. But I typically prefer, what are they, metal? I prefer the metal ones. However, I'm like a light sleeper. So if it's like my bedroom's close to the porch where the metal wind chime's at, then I might go with the bamboo instead.
Okay.
I'm going to go with, if I'm purchasing a wind chime, I'm going to go bamboo. I like the like hollow, the like very mellow kind of vibes. But I will say if I'm walking around, I'm not going to be mad to hear a metal wind chime in the distance.
I like
hearing it as ambiance, but I don't know if I want it in my backyard.
Sure. Yeah. So I was going to agree. So if I was going to get a wind chime, I would suggest for zenning out, get the bamboo wind chime. And that's my thought for the day. Bamboo wind chimes. There you go. Take it literally.
And if you want to hear Caleb's take on literally anything, DM him at his Instagram at Caleb Dickey or at Equity One Podcast. And your suggestion might be our blonde girl moment next happy hour.
There it is.
All right. It's time for a special Built for the Stage edition of Merch Madness. All right, now, Joe, anyone who knows you knows that your merch game is very strong. Like, you're coming in strong with the hat and the hoodie today. Are you also wearing the joggers? I must know.
Yes. Yep.
So, head to toe, Built for the Stage merch. And this is not just a special outfit for the video. This is you, Joe. You live in your brand, and it is so great. And Michael, of course, an avid Built for the Stage client, and so there's all kinds of that merch running around here. So I thought I'd review some of your pieces.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here we have. Actually, I'll start with the classic. Here we have the classic crew neck sweatshirt.
Oh, so comfy.
Built for the Love stage. It. So comfy and a nice gray here. Fresh out of the laundry. Thanks, babe. This is Michael's, like, always wear, like, running shirt. He wears this to run outside. He wears this when he works out. He, like, wears this all the time.
Go-to.
His go-to, as he said. This is his, today he actually ran so hard and so long that the sweat went through his shirt and the sweatshirt. Like, so this is a very happy coach there. I love this. I love a crew neck sweatshirt. I love
Classic.
So comfy to wear everywhere. I love it. I don't need a hood. I don't need one. This hoodie is lovely, a light hoodie, but I don't need a hood. You know, I just want a nice crew neck. Very classic. Love this gray, this Heather gray. Nice big logo. Great. Great piece of merch.
Thank you.
Now, you also have a lot of other shirts that aren't as, like, logo heavy on the front. You actually collaborate with some of your clients to make pieces of merch, and people can find that on your website, right? I'm sure.
Yep.
So there's something for everyone if you want a piece of Built for the Stage merch. This is the Theater Buff Tank, which I enjoy a pun. So I really enjoy the like double entendre here of being a theater buff, an expert, and also being theater buff.
Yes.
So I really enjoy that. Love this color. Love this, like, this is a very, like, Equity One color.
It
like matches our logo and the shirt I'm wearing in that picture. You got a good old tank top to show your progress. And
from our-
and then the logo on the back below the neck, which is a classic move. I love it. And you know I love a t-shirt. So I really like this. And it's gotten some good wear. There's a little like, this has gotten some good wear around the house. This is a very much like coming home from work. Michael's sitting on the couch after a workout in his theater buff shirt with, like, it's a deep V. It shows off the pecs too. Deep tank, not V.
Yes.
Great merch all around, Joe, I gotta say.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
But I do have to say, it's like classic design and function. The winner of this week's Merch Madness is the crew neck sweatshirt.
Obviously, it's amazing. It's great. It's
really good. It's so graphic, clear. Love it. Michael's very happy. He agrees. This is what I would wear for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's versatile for sure. Versatile.
Very versatile. Very. You can pop a collared shirt underneath and you can go to a business meeting.
Definitely.
go ahead.
Like Steve Jobs with the black t-shirt, but instead it's just only built for the stage.
Yes, I love it.
It goes back to my athletic days. Like, as a coach, like, you're only wearing your sports team.
Yes, exactly.
So this is my coach apparel. My gear.
I love it. And if you love it, if you need that crew neck, you can go to Joe's Instagram, click on the links, and you can get your very own.
Yeah.
All right, Caleb, can you bring it home with a game for us?
I hope so. Am I breaking in and out at all?
No, you're clear to me.
Great. Lovely. So, Joe, these are easy questions. Don't fret. Just whatever comes to mind, okay?
Rapid fire.
Okay. So, quarantine hair. Are you going to dye a bold color, buzz it, or let it grow out?
I'm letting it grow out, and I'm just waiting to have the courage to let my wife clean up the sides and back.
Sure. What is your deodorant scent?
Old Spice... I think it's called Pure Sport.
Yep.
I tried to do an organic charcoal about 3 months ago to avoid the, like, chemicals and stuff. And it was awful. I just could not do it. So I was like, oh, I got to be unhealthy and go back to Old Spice.
I've tried an organic deodorant before. It doesn't work.
Can I be honest? I haven't worn deodorant in 2 weeks.
Caleb, I would be, like, pungent.
You smell like a fresh, ripe onion over there, don't you?
I think so, but, like, I'm trying to let it out so I can see how I'm trying to do the whole 30, but with deodorant. Okay. What is the first restaurant you'll go to after quarantine?
Ooh, just off the top of my head, Saks Pizza in Astoria.
Yum. Okay. What movie deserves a sequel or a prequel?
Oh, gosh. A sequel or a prequel. I just watched, I think I'll say Up. And I want to know about the old man was only featured for so long. I think he needs to, like, we need to see what was more of him as a young person.
You want the beginning of Up, but like a full movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good choice.
Okay. Favorite remedy for aches and pains.
We have this thing called Deep Blue, and it's like an icy hot thing, but going back to organic, it's less chemically.
Okay.
Less chemical.
And then last question, because we're both from Ohio, what are your top three Ohio must-dos?
Oh, God. This is a tough one. Well, if you're a sports fan, you have to see an Ohio State football game. Even if you're not a sports fan, there's nothing like being in a facility with over 120,000 people in it.
Yeah.
That's one. Number two, you got to eat Anginetta's Pizza from Youngstown, Ohio. And number three, you have to leave as soon as possible. I talked to my wife about this, but there's something about, I think, the shape of Ohio that makes us proud of it. Like, it's well branded because of how Ohio looks. I have like millions of Ohio shirts. And she's like, you don't even really, really love Ohio. And I'm like, God. And then we kind of figured out, I think it's because just simply how the silhouette of the state looks.
It's a great like heart shape. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Maybe you'd better go home. and with that, that is going to wrap up our happy hour for today. Thank you so much, Joe, for joining us.
Can you help me out before 5 o'clock hits?
Absolutely.
Because I am the swag master, as you did say. And we did a competition called hashtag BFTS Coaches with Fur.
Yes.
Right here in the background, we submitted a bunch of photos with the hashtag on Insta.
Of people with their dogs.
Right. With people with their dogs, cats, everything. So the video is 10.4 seconds long. So I need you guys to give me four numbers in between 1 and 104.
Between 1 and 104.
Yes, okay. Well, Elliot, you give me two numbers between 1 and 104. And Caleb, you give me two numbers between 1 and 104.
All right, we'll go back and forth. Caleb, you start.
29.
Okay, 29 is going to be 2.9. So that's at K Francoeur. Okay, there's our first winner. Congrats.
Woo.
Oh, I think I know who that is.
That's their that's their kitty.
Aww. Aww. Yay, cat.
Okay.
Cat is very appropriate for Caleb.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with I am going to go with 82.
82 is going to be Rodrigo Verandez. It's my little puppy dog.
Oh,
there.
Cute.
All right.
All right, Caleb.
Right in the middle, let's go with 50.
50 is going to be, oh, this is AV Fitness. I think I got her hashtag right. I know which one it is, but there's her squatting her doggy.
Oh, good.
And then I'm going to go with, let's see, between 0 and 104?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 103.
Okay, 103 Ooh. Is Belinda Allen.
Yay! OCM star!
She's got her little dog licking her sweat there.
We love Belinda. We went to college with Belinda.
Oh, well, how perfect is that?
Yeah. You're welcome. And for more giveaways, fitness tips, podcasts, awesomeness, you can follow Joe at Built for the Stage, right?
That's right.
And check out his podcast, obviously, on BPN, scrolling below. Caleb, no. Let's do the show. You can find Equity One, our show, on Instagram and Facebook at Equity One Podcast and on Twitter at Equity One _.
And please send us an email at equityonepodcast@gmail.com. And also, please rate and review us on iTunes.
Yeah, give us a listen. Why not? We're posting all the audio from these a little bit later on our normal feeds. So you can still listen to them if you need to. Thanks again to the Broadway Podcast Network and Podcast Dad Alan. And here on BPN later tonight, you can catch the Legally Blonde, the musical reunion. Boom!
Jump roping.
So excited tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, right? At bpn.fm/legallyblonde.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Well, until next time, everyone, Joe, again, thanks for joining us and cheers.
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 Bye. Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.